In May 1849, a massacre took place on the cliffs of Elliston in South Australia's Eyre Peninsula. Up to 260 Aboriginal people were forced off the cliffs to their deaths. It's an event that has left deep scars on the local community. In a step towards acknowledgement, remembering and reconciliation, a memorial site now sits atop the cliffs at Elliston and was officially opened on 15th of September. Auntie Vita Betts is an elder of the Wirangoo Kokatha people. She told me that she learned of the massacre as a young child.
You know, I was living with my grandmother then at Sejuna, and it was hard times then. And the special lady from Streaky Bay always comes. Her name is Annie Wombat. And she'd walk a long way, all the way from Streaky, no ride. And she'd come with all her dogs, about six or seven of them, or could be more. She'd collect them all on the way. I was only around about 11 or 12 going to school there. And she'd come and there'd be time for us to go and sit down by the campfire and have a good old yarn, you know. Grandmother would ask her all these questions, you know. And sometimes I'd sit down there and not cry to hear how the way she's speaking, how she survived the massacre. And I thought to myself, well, what a horrible place that place would be. That's naming Elliston, you know. She'd talk her, tell us about the stories, you know. I'd finish up crying. I couldn't listen anymore. She would cling on to this vine and survive.
Jack Johncock is a descendant from the Wirangoo Kokatha people of the area. He told me about the long process of working towards a memorial at the site.
It's been a long, drawn-out battle. It started back in the 70s with a lot of our elders who wrote to the Elliston Council on many occasions trying to get some sort of reconciliation for a massacre that took place here in 1849 up on the cliffs just south of Elliston. And it's fallen on deaf ears for a long, long period of time. Numerous times they've written to the council here. Previous council wouldn't acknowledge that it ever existed. And it was only in the last few years, the current day council of Elliston, led by a good friend now of mine, Kim Callaghan, that helped us pursue our objective. And they finally got all this money to put this trail on the coast. And at the end of it, they decided, in negotiation with the Wirangoo, put some sort of reconciliation monument up there, recognising what happened there back all those years ago.
Jack Johncock says gaining agreement of the whole community was a tough process.
Most of the opposition came from the graziers. It wasn't so much the people of the township. It was a lot of the older people from the district who had been farming for years and their fathers were farmers prior to them. There was a lot of toing and froing and people speaking for and people speaking against. And then we all came together eventually, the Wirangoo and the council and the members of the Elliston community and district came together and we nutted it out and everyone came to a decision they were happy with.
Once the community agreed on a memorial, they then struggled to agree to use the word massacre to describe the event.
Well, it caused a lot of controversy. A lot of the local people here weren't happy to have that word associated with the monument. We stood our ground, said we want that word, and this is our wording, the Wirangoo. This is what we want on there. This is our monument. And we want the truth written, because it wasn't even a bloody picnic what happened up there on the cliffs on that fateful day. It was a massacre. It was a very momentous day for us as a people to have this beautiful big granite structures up on the cliffs there now with the wording that we wanted. So, yeah. It was a win-win for everybody in the end.
The memorial acknowledges the other traditional owners of the region who were also affected by the massacre.
We didn't just recognise Wirangoo people on the statues, the Bungala people, the Murning people and the Gugatha people, which have frequented this area over many, many years also. Their names are up there just as proudly as we put our own up there, Wirangoo. Everyone's been included into this monument.
Jack Johncock says the monument has created the opportunity for the community to reconcile and move toward the future together.
A grey cloud has finally moved over the top of Elliston. Elliston's a pretty little place. It's a beautiful place. And now I think people can move forward together.
Auntie Vita Betts agrees that acknowledgement is a key part of the healing process.
Our people have suffered, you know. It has been a long time coming for all of us. As sad, you know, as those events were, we need to all acknowledge and understand to help us move forward together. And since the memorial, I notice hearts have been opened, minds have been bestowed, and wisdom and spirits have been lifted, and we hope for a brighter tomorrow, you know. And this is for our next generation. We hope that they connect and really live together, and, you know, hand in hand.
Auntie Vita Betts, elder of the Wurundjeri Kaurna people, ending that story.